Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
All right, Sean Castrina with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. This is the CEO edition. This is where I mentor my entrepreneurs that are starting out and the ones who've been doing it for 30 years. I want to talk about how you keep employees. If you followed me over the last 3 months, you know the challenges I've had in this hiring market. And I think everybody's had a challenge during the hiring market over the last year. But specifically, how do you keep employees? I have a phrase, better the devil you know than the devil you don't know. And the point is that if I have an employee that can work within our system, shows up every day, that's a solid C+. I will take that person over the person who interviewed who looks great on paper, but you have no idea how they're going to work out. So as a rule, I always try to keep the employees I have. But what do we normally do? We wait till they quit until we start renegotiating with them. And what I'm trying to tell you today, this is the key point today, and I'm going to tell you how to do it and how I do it. Don't wait until somebody quits or resigns, they all mean the same thing in my book, one just sounds a little more dignified, to talk salary, raises, and perks. Salary, raises, and perks. Because it requires all three. I go through two situations I've had recently. One of our employees, one of my partners, sends me a text first thing in the morning and says, so-and-so, put their keys on their desk. People get company vehicles in my company. This was his number one person. He says he won't even return my texts. Now, I rarely talk to this person. I was there during the initial interview years ago when we hired him. But, you know, obviously my partner was distraught. His top moneymaker, a person he could rely on, just plug and play. So I reached out to this person and I got them to come back. Well, my partner could have saved this years ago by if he would have every 6 months sat down and did what I call a review and a realignment. Let's review currently where you're at, and I'll give you some questions that I do there. And let's see what we need to do going forward if we need to realign you to make you more happy. See, what we think is money is it. So what happens is a person quits, then we go to them and offer them more money. And that's a mistake, and I'm gonna tell you why. First thing is, they will wonder, well, why now? I mean, you had no problem paying me A for the last 2 years, and now that I'm going to leave, you want to give me a little raise? Sometimes it doesn't matter what, they just get pissed off and they don't want to hear it. Number two is it puts you in a weak position. Well, they just quit. You probably have a workload for them, or they're doing something within your company that's valuable, and you have a gap. Okay, it's a gap. If you ever watch a football game and you see your left tackle go out or your quarterback, there's certain people, when they go out, you know the game has changed. The game has changed. And so when they quit, it puts you in a weak position. And I don't care how much of an alpha you are, you have to beg. If this person carries a key responsibility, you know, all that alpha stuff you've got starts sounding like this. John, Mary, we'd really love to have you come back. Would you reconsider? What if we did this, this, or this? I don't like to be in that position. It puts you in a weak position. Next, it puts you under the gun time-wise. Again, because they probably have a key assignments. I mean, if you're even involved in salvaging them, obviously you got certain, you know, low-level hires, they open the doors that you're not going to get involved in. You plug and play. They leave, you get somebody else. I understand that. I don't have to go into it, but we know the type of people we're talking about here. People that are crucial and make money for your company. And it's probably 80% of the people that work for you. Okay? So they quit, they resign, it puts you under the gun. You've got key assignments lined up, or they're integral in what you're currently doing. So there's that time crunch. So you feel like you got to solve all the problems in like 48 hours. I know that's how I felt when my partner reached out to me. I know how much we were making per day off of this person. And it was substantial. Every day we didn't have this person was going to be a very expensive day. Next, employees, they talk. And they're waiting to see what you do and how you handle it, they will come asking. I mentioned months ago how I had an employee come to me and was offered 2.5 times what I was paying him, and he was paid extremely well. I said, you've allowed this to be the easiest decision I've ever made. I'm not going to match it. Why? Because they're going to talk, and my entire, you know, My salary cap, there it is. My salary cap just got shot to crap. So this person quit. The employees know you need them. They heard that you're trying to reach out to them and you're going to meet with them. You're doing this because you're under the gun and everybody's waiting to see the outcome. And how you handle it will be, you know, will show how many people start knocking on your door over the next 3 months. Because they know that you give raises now. They know when you quit, you give raises. So it's a very delicate situation. And this is why I don't want to wait until somebody leaves me. All right, so let's get into what I'm going to teach you today. All right, you need to schedule these review and realignment meetings every 6 months. Every 6 months. Okay, it's absolutely critical that these need to be systematic. Okay. And these are the key talking points. Again, our goal at these meetings, we're going to review and we're going to realign. Okay? And we're going to challenge them. The 6 key talking points I typically try to do is, number one is, I'm meeting with them. I improve them. I want to give them constructive criticism. Now remember, because I'm meeting with them every 6 months, this is not because they just quit. See, if you think, I'm not under that pressure anymore. This is our six-month review. This is just a meeting between them and their manager, partner, supervisor, owner, whatever it may be. And I have 6 things that I try to do. Number one is I try to improve them. Try to give them constructive criticism. Sometimes it's just how to be more organized. How to manage people a little bit better. I just want to give them something. I want everybody who works with me to leave better than when they came. I joke with the person who got offered the 250% pay raise. When that person came to work for me, they were making $18 an hour. The offer they got was over $150,000. Okay? Close to $200,000. I'm grateful for that person. Well, I improved them. That $18 an hour person I met would have never gotten that job offer. 13 years later, a lot of talks, a lot of improvement. Number two is I want to challenge them to be better. Okay, you're doing a great job here, but hey, do you think maybe we can expand into here? What do you think about that? Have you ever considered doing this? I want to challenge them. I mean, you are a coach. If you're an entrepreneur and you're running a company and you're a CEO, you're a coach. Number three, I want to share the vision I have for the company and how they fit in it. I was just doing that this morning with one of my guys. I was like, I'm really excited about moving into this area, and this is how I see you playing into it. I always tell my guys, I look in 5, 10, and 20-year increments. That's why when you piss me off today, I don't worry about it, because it's today. I don't worry about one day. One day, things don't bother me, because I'm always looking about how they fit. They're like, I thought you were going to fire me. I go, well, I would have fired you if I was just looking at today, but I'm looking at 5 years from now, and I've told you how you fit into my 5-year vision. So I share my vision for them and the company and how I see them fitting in it. Then I ask them, what do you do for our company that you love doing? What do you love doing? I want them to talk about it. How can we make you love doing it even more? You know, I love doing this and I wish, you know, because there might be some little side things that could build into that. But what I'm trying to find out is what they really enjoy doing for our company, because if they do more of what they love doing, they stay. And then I come back with this. What are you doing that you hate? That's what makes people quit a lot of times. They're doing things they hate. I have a CPA in my office, but I also had a bookkeeper did base level reports every day. I'm a spreadsheet fanatic. I'm addicted to them. But she hates answering the phone. So the person I have that handles customer service, who's great on the phone, so loquacious. I mean, we talk all day long. I'm convinced she talks in her sleep. Never seen anybody talk. I talk a lot. She even talks more than me. She'll literally be sitting over desk just talking. Nobody's even there. But this person doesn't like to talk. So when my one person who's talkative would leave, she'd have to answer the phones. She hated it. So I asked her when we did our review. Now, if it's a new hire, I do it much earlier. I do it 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, every 30 days. I said to her, what is it you hate doing? I already asked her what she loved doing. She told me, I love doing these reports for you. She goes, I hate answering the phone. I hate it. I said, well, the good news is you do such a great job at what you love doing, and that's so valuable to me, you don't need to answer the phone anymore. Why am I going to have her do something she hates doing? If she's doing something really good that I need, I'm addicted to reports. She creates amazing reports. Yeah, okay, I could save a little bit of money for the hour and a half she answers it, but they can also go to voicemail. I mean, we have the fancy phone systems. That's what I chose to do. Why? Because I don't want people doing stuff they hate. And I do this with all my employees. And I do it when I hire them. Tell us what you absolutely don't want to be doing. Number six, what can we do to make sure you're with us 2 years from now? Let's look at your job. Let's reimagine your job. For you to be with us 2 years from now, what do we need to do? What does your job description need to look like? What does the opportunities need to look like? What do you see yourself doing? What do you want to be doing? This is where we just say, we want you 2 years from now. Again, I don't want to lose employees. That's expensive. So I want them to interact with me. Sometimes like, can I get back with you on that? Like I didn't expect that. And I tell them, listen, I want you to be here 2 years from now. I'd love to have this conversation about what it takes to have you 5 years from now. But these are the six key talking points. Again, don't wait till your employees quit. Have review and realignment meetings with them every 6 months. And the key talking points that I use is, man, I'm a coach. I want to improve them. I want to give constructive criticism. I want them to know, hey, gosh, you know, he pushes me. Number two, I challenge them. Yeah, I push them. I motivate them. Number three is I want to share with them the vision I have for the company. My vision never gets stale. It's a constantly evolving vision, and I want them to see how they fit in it. I want to know what they're doing that they love doing, they absolutely love doing. I want to know what they're doing that they hate doing and never want to do again. Because quiet people won't tell you, they'll just quit. But in these meetings, you give them the chance. No, listen, I really want to know what you hate. And number six, what can we do to make sure you're with us 2 years from now? Great question. This is how you keep employees. This is how they don't give you those surprise, you know, where they just walk out on you. You know, that happens, but you're clearly going to cut it to a minimum. Again, this is Sean Castrine with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. This is the CEO edition where I mentor, I encourage, I equip CEOs from, you know, ones that have just started their company to ones that have been doing it 30 or even 40 years. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. It's brought to you by GetStartedMarketing.com. You need more leads, you need more help, you need more sales, GetStartedMarketing.com.